In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Monday, the 14th of January. Good as always to have you along, everybody. With apologies to those for whom this next voice that you're going to hear will be jarring. What he says does have a certain currency in this economic moment.
There are known knowns. There are things we know. We also know there are known unknowns. That is to say, we know there are some things we do not know. But there are also unknown unknowns. The ones we don't know, we don't know.
Donald Rumsfeld there, obviously, at the time. He was talking in 2002. He was the Secretary of Defense. Here is the kicker.
It is the latter category that tend to be the difficult ones.
The unknown unknowns, terra incognita, if you will, which in our present circumstance is this economy going into its fourth week with parts of the government of the United States being shut down. But there were the holidays early on, and people were coping over the short term. But then a payday was missed. Negotiations have been going nowhere. And with this now the longest shutdown, we don't really know what we don't know about what's going to happen. Never been here before. But we can get some pretty good analysis of it, and Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer did exactly that.
Washington is a bit less crowded these days. With the furloughed workers at home, it's easier to get a seat on the Metro. The lines at lunch are shorter. Great for me, but not so great for Metro or local lunch spots. Economist Nancy VandenHouten at Oxford Economics says they're hurting.
It's a restaurant owner or perhaps an Uber driver, people, you know, whose own livelihoods might depend on, you know, a workforce in a particular community.
And we're not just talking about Washington. Furloughed federal workers are spread out across the country. VandenHouten says now that they've missed their first paycheck, those workers will spend less. The longer they go without pay, the less they spend.
And that has a ripple effect.
Aaron Klein is an economist at the Brookings Institution. He says the shutdown snowballs, affecting more and more people faster as it hits them.
And that will have a ripple effect throughout the economy, centralized in communities where there are a lot of government employees.
Government contractors are also hurting. If the agencies they work for are closed, there's no work. Columbia University political science professor Gregory Wawro says as the shutdown snowball gathers speed, they'll have to cut back.
And that might mean furloughs of private employees and cutbacks on investment decisions that will have, again, have a longer term impact.
And as they cut back, the snowball grows. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.